This is Ozarks at Large. A handful of University of Arkansas graduates are making headway in the business world with their new venture that has creative spelling. It's T-T-A-G-G, and that's pronounced...
Tag.
Tag.
Yeah. Tag.
Ryan Frazier, Kenneth Kaysen, and Chung Nguyen are three of the people with UA diplomas working with the company Tag. They recently came to KUAF to talk about their business. The name Tag is a nod to data tags that come with online public comments people make about a business, a good, or a service. The fellows behind the company Tag use those comments to help clients better understand where they are in the hyper-competitive marketplace. Well, they use some of that information.
If you look at the market now, even potential competitors, it seems like they're trying to get lots of data. It's like the more data is better. But what we kind of discovered is you want to get at the good data, filter out a lot of the junk. And I mean, doing that is probably it's probably been the biggest challenge, but also kind of secret sauce, I guess.
Right. What percentage of comments would you say we filter?
Like 99%.
Ryan Frazier is the CEO of Tag and one of the three founders of the company. He says Tag began as a simple side project for about 9 months. He was in Little Rock working as a marketing and sales director. Kenneth Kaysen, another one of the founders, was at Lockheed Martin in Washington, D.C. Ryan says the initial idea was to collect comments made by consumers online and use that information to see how publicly traded companies are performing from quarter to quarter. They would use the information they had observed as a guide to investing. Ryan says in those early days when they had day jobs, the process was a simple matter of collection.
We were looking for people saying, you know, I bought this or I bought that, you know, explicitly saying they were buying things, but also implicitly like posting a picture of a new product they just got or checking in at a restaurant. So there were these kind of implicit ways of getting at, you know, the buying or consumer spending trends as well. And then, yeah, we would use that kind of as an analyst to forecast the market.
So as an example, the guys might compare the mentions of a certain chain restaurant to the comments made about the same restaurant in a similar period. That personal investment approach has given way now to something much bigger. The Tag team uses the information to build market research reports for clients. As they alluded to earlier, the secret is in separating the valuable information from the rest of the web chatter. They're reluctant, understandably, to surrender even the tiniest hint of how they do that, but they will confess that the shift from using the data to build a personal investment portfolio to sharing it with clients was a bit serendipitous.
We kind of solved the problem that we didn't really know existed in for these retailers and for these consumer goods companies. Because by filtering for purchases, we were able to validate customers, and that was a really good way to start eliminating noise. So we kind of stumbled upon it, and then that's when Kenny really kind of took control of it and started to build it out from there.
We were building out we were working on the finance software, but in the side, I was always kind of like, well, you know, I really want to build a search engine. And, so kind of as a side product, project, we started building this insights tool, and it just kind of grew from there.
The owners of Tag say a client's advantage earned from their relationship with their company is basically the equivalent of being able to sit inside all of the stores all over the world and hear their customers' comments.
So the best way to think about it is, let's say you were working for Starbucks.
Okay.
Basically, what this software allows you to do is, you know, sit in on a Starbucks and listen to how people are talking about your product and how they're talking about your brand. What are people saying? Except you can listen in on all of these comments or conversations across every Starbucks all over the world.
The Tag developed software allows a company to access a dashboard on a website that has already filtered through all the comments to find the ones that matter most, eliminating promoted material or spam. According to Ryan Frazier, one of the co-founders of Tag, this is similar to how Google approached the search engine.
They're trying to give you the best 10 results right there on the homepage for any search. And we're kind of trying to do the same thing with ranking these comments so that every day when you go to the dashboard, you're seeing the 10 most relevant, most recent comments, for instance.
Tag had help beginning some seed capital provided by the organization's Gravity Ventures and the Fund for Arkansas's Future. Nearly daily mentoring has been available from business professionals in the area as well. Kenneth Kaysen, the co-founder who left his job at Lockheed Martin, admits even with financial and professional help, there is still a leap of faith required to leave a secure job for a developing one. But he says there were many reasons to make this leap.
I just always wanted control of my future and kind of to build my own thing. You know, I feel like I take a lot more pride if it's something I own. And I was always looking for that right combination of people, you know, the right team. And our other software engineer, Britt, he was actually living with me, sleeping on my floor, just kind of coding during the day. And we were working together, and then we met Ryan and started talking, and we realized, hey, this is the next piece of the puzzle. And Chung and I, we've actually known each other for many years, worked together. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of just a natural step for us all to come together and start this.
Tag's potential reach is global, and the digital age certainly makes it easier for a new company to remain in a location like Northwest Arkansas instead of seeking new headquarters on either U.S. coast. Chung Nguyen says the burgeoning entrepreneur opportunities that are developing in this specific region makes it even easier to stay here.
The startup community in Northwest Arkansas has grown tremendously with all the mentors, investment groups. So there's numerous state funding available that has spurred it up recently. Programs like the ARC Challenge, the Startup Accelerator program that just finished up. Those sort of things, before that it was unheard of in Northwest Arkansas. And some of those terms, some of these startup terms like accelerator, incubator, and all that stuff are new to a lot of people. But just with this community in general, it's great. Cost of living, like Ryan said, is a lot better than large areas. And There is a talent pool here. Just people need to, in my opinion, people need to find the right team.
Chung Nguyen, Kenneth Kaysen, and Ryan Frazier are three of the people behind the Northwest Arkansas-based company called Tag. They came to our studio last month. You can learn more by contacting the company through their website, tag.com. And remember, that's Tag, spelled with two T's at the beginning and two G's at the end. It is Wednesday, the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year, 12, 12, 12.